From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The foiled coup attempt seeking to unseat the government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has cost the Turkish economy 300 billion lira or $100 billion, according to the trade minister Tuesday. The customs and commerce minister was quoted as saying by the Hurriyet newspaper that the heavy price tag may go up, but insisted that Turkey's economic fundamentals were solid. Meanwhile, Turkey Tuesday also issued arrest warrants for 100 staff, including doctors, at the main military hospital in Ankara as part of an investigation into last month's failed coup, according to a Turkish official and reports. Hordes of angry passengers stranded after Typhoon Nida pummeled Hong Kong crowded the airport on Tuesday, desperately seeking flights as the city emerges from a lockdown while the storm swept across southern China. Hundreds of flights were canceled, schools and shops were closed, as well as the stock market for the day, as the storm brought violent winds and torrential rains. More than 150 flights were canceled Monday as Nida approached, leaving stranded passengers to sleep on the floor in the departure hall. Bangladesh police offered a reward Tuesday for two top Islamists accused of spearheading the rise of extremism in the country, which is still reeling from a mass killing at a Dhaka cafe. Police announced a 2 million taka or $25,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of Canadian citizen Tamim Chowdhury. He disappeared after allegedly masterminding the cafe attack. This is VOA News. The U.S.-backed Kurdish-led fighting force managed to secure control of 40% of the Islamic State-held town of Manbij in northern Syria. That's the fighting that you hear here. That's according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The security zone is the last stronghold of the Islamic State group in Manbij. It's in the northeastern countryside of Aleppo, and it's experiencing fierce battles between the fighters of the Syrian Democratic Forces and IS. Manbij is vital to the extremist group's de facto capital in Raqqa, according to the observatory. It's a waypoint on the IS supply line between the Turkish border and Raqqa. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, during a joint appearance with his Colombian counterpart in Washington, acknowledged that the target date of August 1st to get Damascus and the opposition into negotiations on the country's future came and went with no sign of such talks. Kerry blamed the cycle of violence on the Assad regime and militant groups like the Islamic State and Nusra Front.
What we're working on is trying to make sure that we get out of that cycle and actually stop the violence. And it is critical, obviously, that Russia restrain both itself and the Assad regime from conducting offensive operations, just as it is our responsibility to get the opposition to refrain from engaging in those operations. My hope is that we can arrive at that. If we can't, nobody's going to sit around and allow this pretense to continue.
Secretary Kerry also said that the evidence so far about whether Moscow or the Syrian government can break the cycle of violence is very troubling. A U.S. electronics technician with the Federal Bureau of Investigation has pleaded guilty to acting as an agent of the Chinese government. Kun Shan Chun was born in China and is a naturalized U.S. citizen. He admitted in federal court Monday in New York City to giving sensitive information to China. The Justice Department said that information included an FBI organizational chart, the identity and travel plans of an FBI agent, and photos Chun took of documents displayed in a restricted area of the FBI related to surveillance. Around six assailants sprayed tear gas on Chinese tourists outside a hotel near Paris's Charles de Gaulle Airport Tuesday and made off with their luggage, according to police and rescue services. Two tourists and an interpreter were slightly injured and taken to the hospital. The attack occurred in the morning as the tourists were loading their luggage onto a tour bus. Rescue workers say there were 27 Chinese tourists on a tour run by an Italian company. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.